Welcome back. Today we're diving into a fascinating, and frankly a bit surprising, story out of the U.S. Army. They recently had to restrict AI usage after burning through their allocated tokens way faster than expected. It's a perfect snapshot of what's happening when massive organizations rush into enterprise AI.
It really is. And while it might sound like a simple technical hiccup, it actually highlights a much more serious challenge: the hidden operational costs of unregulated AI usage.
For our listeners who might be newer to this space, let's quickly break down what a token actually is. In generative AI, tokens are just the basic building blocks of text that the model processes. Every time you type a question or get an answer, you're consuming them.
Exactly. And for large organizations, those tokens aren't just abstract numbers. They're directly tied to fixed enterprise budgets or strict usage caps. When you have high demand across thousands of users, those caps can vanish almost overnight.
So why did the Army hit that wall so quickly? It really comes down to three main factors. First, just look at the sheer scale. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of personnel deployed across the globe. That volume alone guarantees massive usage.
And it's not just volume. Military applications are fundamentally different from standard consumer apps. They involve dense, highly technical, or multi-step queries that demand significantly more computational power. Then you add in that early stage integration phase, where teams are naturally experimenting and troubleshooting. That trial and error period inflates consumption before anyone's workflows have even stabilized.
It's such a valuable cautionary tale, especially for government agencies and enterprises that are rushing to integrate generative AI right now. We're all incredibly excited about the efficiency gains, but without proper financial oversight, those benefits can quickly flip into serious budgetary strain.
That's the hard truth we need to face. AI infrastructure costs scale linearly with usage, and most enterprise contracts simply aren't structured to support unlimited, unrestricted access. If we want successful, full-scale deployment, we have to make a clear shift from casual pilot testing to robust governance frameworks. That means usage monitoring, clear cost allocation models, and explicit guidelines on when AI assistance is actually justified versus when traditional methods are more efficient.
I love that you brought up governance. So, how do organizations actually prevent this kind of token burnout while still keeping the operational benefits? I'd say there are three core strategies to really lean into.
The first is straightforward but critical: implement tiered access and strict usage quotas. You need role-based controls that reserve those high-cost, high-capability models for truly critical missions, while routing routine administrative tasks to lighter, more economical models.
That makes so much sense. And the second strategy is all about the people side of things, prioritizing prompt engineering and user training. When you teach your team to write clear, concise prompts, you drastically cut down on those redundant follow-up questions. It minimizes unnecessary processing and directly extends your budget's longevity.
Absolutely. And third, you need real-time monitoring and analytics platforms in place. You can't manage what you can't see. Continuous visibility into usage patterns lets organizations spot abnormal spikes, pinpoint which departments are heavy consumers, and make data-driven adjustments to model selection and resource allocation.
It's fascinating to see how this all ties together. The Army's token shortage really feels like a temporary operational hurdle rather than a roadblock to modernization. It just underscores a fundamental reality we can't ignore. Technological capability absolutely must be paired with operational discipline.
Precisely. The organizations that will truly succeed in this AI era are the ones that treat infrastructure like any other critical resource. That means applying careful budgeting, continuous monitoring, and thoughtful governance from day one.
Couldn't agree more. Ultimately, managing how AI is used is just as important as the technology itself. When we get that balance right, we ensure that innovation remains sustainable, scalable, and perfectly aligned with long-term objectives. Thanks for diving into this with me today.
Thank you. It's a crucial conversation, and I'm glad we're having it.